Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Yes, I was a splishing and a splashing.
Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket, where weird thoughts come to life.
Hello, hello, Chainsaw here, Silver Tongue.
Hey.
In the building.
In the building. Yes. We are all here,
except the building I was allowed into.
Oh, yeah, Single Shot.
Single Shot's the worst?
Yeah.
He's been MIA lately, but he'll be back.
He will be
back.
That's
all you need to know.
You know what? Let's just move this along. We just watched
the coolest video. Creepiest video.
Have you guys seen this before? The Eliza Lam elevator footage from before she went missing.
I actually haven't seen that whole video before. I've only seen like the little clip of her like peeking in and out of the elevator. Like that's literally it. Like,
so
I haven't
seen
that
seen
extensive
it.
Clip like that. No, I didn't know that there was more to it.
Okay. So what did you think about it?
It was interesting. And that was the slowed down version, you said?
Yeah, I've read a lot of things that the footage has been slowed down.
Okay. Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
So for you...
But it wouldn't be that weird, like, if it were played at normal speed.
Either way, I think it's an interesting story. And I'm really curious to see where we delve into this.
It is a very interesting story.
If you have not watched the video... Do yourself a favor, go to YouTube and look up Eliza Lam in the elevator scene. This is at Hotel Cecil in Los Angeles. And it's just really creepy because she acts kind of in a peculiar manner that you wouldn't normally
see somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then, you know, she goes missing out of nowhere. Disappears, 3 weeks go by completely missing.
Nobody finds her.
And then... She comes up.
Well,
I don't know how far we should get into that.
Yeah,
should we
I think people already know, like, she's dead. Obviously, her body was found at the hotel on top of the roof in the water tower.
And the only reason they found her was because the guests were complaining about a taste and odor
in the water
and color coming out of their water.
That is disgusting. First of all, working in the death care industry, like, the water deaths are some of the most awful.
Awful.
And naturally. It's natural. Decomposition. Like, what do you think is going to happen? So, imagine this girl sitting up there for 3 weeks.
In a water tank.
Like, yeah, the water's going to be a little fucking funny.
Yeah, and then so people are actually, like, showering in this water.
That is
and
so
drinking.
Gross.
I mean, I would have never drank this. But also, again, so... Working in the death care industry, I feel like there is a distinct smell. So
yeah.
I feel like I would have immediately been like, what's going on?
Yeah, like somebody's dead up there.
However, this is a hotel that is really like kind of a junky, rundown, in front of Skid Row hotel. So, I mean, the clientele isn't really
the best.
Right. There's a large homeless population all around the hotel.
Okay.
Correct.
So give us some of the history. Because apparently there isn't, like, this isn't the only incident there.
No, the Hotel Cecil, or as people usually call it, the Cecil Hotel, has, like, a really bloody history.
Yeah.
So it opened in 1927 and was in the Art Deco style, so it was considered, like, really opulent and beautiful for the time, but it kind of quickly came into disrepair. So in the 50s and 60s, it was host to a lot of suicides. There were at least 16 deaths on the property of the Cecil Hotel.
And these are from, like, non-natural causes.
Yes. Yes. A lot of them are just suicides. A bunch of people would jump from the roof. One even jumped from the roof and hit a pedestrian who died immediately.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That would suck. Can you imagine just walking
just
down the
walking
street
down,
and
probably
a person
going home,
yeah.
lands on you
and
you're
dead.
Yep, gone. That's it.
That would suck.
Yeah, they honestly weren't sure if they had jumped together or not, but they realized that his hands were in his pockets at the time, and that's how they realized
like
he was
walking
down
the street.
Yeah.
What a horrible way to die.
Yep.
And again, these
pretty
are
sad.
Like junkies, criminals, homeless. So there was a lot of already despair to go along with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So also in 1964, there was a rape and murder of a telephone operator who was a longtime resident of the hotel. There were 1931, W.K. Norton died by suicide of poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there were about three or four other people who went there and poisoned themselves with, like, pills and capsules, which was really strange.
I think there was one guy who was, like, dead for a week before they even found him.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of, like, shitty-ass hotel is this?
Like,
you're not even cleaning up or anything, housekeeping.
Yeah, how was he there for a week?
That's crazy. But at the same time,
live in hotels.
Yeah,
so
like,
you can,
people might not want to be bothered, or like, maybe they've been there for months or something, like...
Well, yeah, some people are longtime residents, so I guess they don't go and check on them as much as they do.
Let's talk about some of these longtime residents.
Sure. So there is a couple really famous longtime residences. Residences? That sounds like places, residents.
Residents.
Yeah. Residences
residence
are multiple places.
With
where
a T.
People, yeah. Ignore that. So serial killer Richard Ramirez, or known as the Night Stalker, actually lived there during his killing spree from 1984 to 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually know some people who
have written
him letters.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a really popular inmate who had a lot of people write letters to him.
Yeah, he had a foot fetish, and this person actually sent pictures of her feet to him.
Really? Was that what the letters were mostly about?
Yeah. And so, yeah. Also, I mean, he's really, to me, an interesting character because he's from El Paso, which is where I'm from. So it's interesting to see that, like, he ended up there and specifically chose this hotel because he said it was total unmitigated chaos. Like, this crazy psychopath is like, this is the perfect place.
To be a crazy psychopath.
To be a crazy psychopath and blend in.
That's cool.
It is. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Good idea, horrible man. So there's another serial killer, Jack Unterberger. I'm not really sure to say that.
Unterberger.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Unterberger.
One
more angry.
Oh.
Unterberger.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
Jack,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know. He was an Austrian serial killer, and he stayed at the Cecil Hotel in 1991. While he was still doing some murders, he killed three sex workers by luring them and strangling them with their bras.
With their bras?
Yeah.
That's why I don't wear bras. Try and strangle them.
Oh my gosh.
That's the reason.
Right? I'm just like your nippies out.
Yes, that's also what I call them.
My nippies? Oh my gosh. Nippies. So cute.
I'm nippy for my nips. My nippies? My nippy nips?
Nippy nips.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
So the Cecil Nippy Nips Hotel.
Yeah, that's not that one.
But yeah, that's basically what happened in the Cecil. It was like
just a horrible place.
Yeah,
like,
so this population that would kind of go into the hotel.
Yeah, and I mean, they literally, Skid Row is disgusting. I lived in LA, and it's right next to the Fashion District, which is the best part of LA. Definitely check it out for great fabrics. But Skid Row is disgusting. I mean, you look at Cesar Chavez when you're walking down and there's like a small homeless community. No, Skid Row is literally like just a...
like a camp.
Yeah. Completely, like the entire block.
Yeah.
So it's completely in front of the hotel, which is what I never understood how... as a female, a 27-year-old female traveling alone, how she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll stay here. I would have immediately, like, don't get me wrong, I have been homeless before. Anyway, like, I'm pretty confident that I would be okay for the most part.
Was she homeless?
But no, she wasn't. She's traveling.
Was she going for school or something?
No,
or?
She did this like...
it was her West Coast tour,
yeah.
She was calling it. She like kind of battled with depression off and on, and this was like a new fun thing. She was going to get a new lease on life. She was going to go out there and have
and
a great
travel.
Time and just travel.
Yeah, and she was like blogging along the way and stuff.
Oh.
But again, so if I can understand if she just kind of looks up a hotel... finds this cheap hotel,
yeah.
Books it,
and you don't know
up.
The area.
Yeah, and then
I've
show
done that
up.
Before.
Oh yeah, I've definitely
of
done
course.
That.
Yeah,
so this hotel's really cheap, and I think
oh,
it's
it looks nice.
To be.
Yeah,
and
then
I'm so scared and lock the door and put chairs against the door.
Exactly.
But do you stay? I mean, if you're staying for that long, and if there was a large homeless community, literally at the front door of the hotel, like, large homeless community. You would still stay?
I'd probably just stay for the night and then, like, try to find something else the next day.
Right? But she was there for a while. Like, she felt comfortable enough, you know, being there, which to me, again, like, I've lived in pretty rough situations, and even I would be a little intimidated traveling alone as a 27-year-old, like, woman.
Yeah, I'm a scaredy cat. Like, sometimes I don't even like pumping my gas by myself. So
that's true. Know. I've been with you.
I'm so retired. Yeah. Take me to the gas station. But yeah.
All I do is stand there. I'm not protecting you. We would both die.
Yeah, we're just standing, like, looking around. See anything? Nope.
She looks dangerous.
That person looks shady. Yeah. But anyways, yes, it is weird that she would choose to stay there for an extended period of time. Why she did it? I don't know. We'll never know.
So, when was she last seen?
She was last seen.
So, if she's blogging and stuff, what are some of the things that she's, like, posting and where?
I'm not sure if she was still blogging.
Is she on MySpace? Is she on?
Well, she was still, Tumblr. Like, doing Twitter Tumblr. And Tumblr. Mm-hmm. And she had kind of been posting, like, about her travels and things. And you can actually still find her Twitter.
Yeah, I actually got on her Tumblr, too.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah, and so this was what, like, 2013, February 19th, I believe, was when she was, no, yeah, that was actually her date of death. So she had been missing 3 weeks before that.
Jeez.
Yeah, her parents were the ones who, I believe, like, initiated
a search.
The missing
persons. I actually found that she was supposed to check out on February 1st, and when she didn't, the hotel called the police.
What?
She didn't check out. She was all of a sudden gone.
I thought that she had lost contact with her parents. Like, she hadn't,
I did hear that the parents were used to her calling. And yeah, she didn't call
she
one
didn't
day.
Call.
So they probably were immediately alerted as well. Mm-hmm. But in something I had seen, the hotel said, well, she's supposed to check out. She's not checking out. She's not in her room. They called the police,
like,
and
they
started.
She
and that was February
person,
yeah. 1st.
Yes.
So is that when she was first reported missing?
She was last seen January 31st by a hotel worker and possibly a woman at a bookstore called The
That's
Last
right.
Bookstore.
The Last Bookstore.
Yeah, people have been saying something about that. But she was there, like, buying gifts and things for her family, and the lady says, like, you know, she seemed like she was going to go home. She had all these souvenirs. And
yeah.
So those are probably the last people who were fairly certain it was her and that they'd seen her alive. But she officially went missing February 1st when she was supposed to check out the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And was not, I guess she wasn't found until the 19th. Is that correct? Or is that just when they assume she died?
So let me just go with what I have in front of me. Okay. And it'll be easier for me. So on February 6th, the police posted the missing persons report and released the details of her disappearance. On February 7th, there was a press conference about it. And the elevator footage was released February 14th.
And that was released.
Said it was
by
reported
the
shortly
department.
After midnight on the 1st. Yes, they released that. And so there's some things about that, whether or not they've tampered with mm-hmm. it. So February 19th is when her body was discovered, when the worker was sent up to inspect the tanks because of the reports on the dirty water, the smelly water, water tasting funny, and the black water that was coming out of their faucets.
Yeah. People were drinking that, and
yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's certainly traumatizing that you may
Definitely.
Never drink from a tap again.
Which, did you get a lot of, or were you able to find a lot of information on the guests that were staying there or anything like that? Because I kind of looked into it, and I found two things where there was a person who I believe was staying on the fourth floor, which is the floor that she was staying on. And he said that not once did they ask to speak to him the entire time. From when she went missing to when they found her body, he was never asked
anything
like,
about her.
Any questions about anything. There was also a report that somebody on the floor below her had heard a really loud noise, like something fell
mm-hmm.
around the time that she went missing. But again, was never interviewed or was never like further interviewed when they came forth with that.
Right.
So that was interesting. I couldn't find that much on the guests because I thought there would be like more reports about the guests being, you know, outraged and disgusted because they're showering in
but
decomp
they're,
water.
They're gross people to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
like,
most of them are
they probably don't
the
give a shit.
Population who can afford
yeah.
some
yeah.
and are staying in the building as a residence as opposed to being these like paying customers who are traveling that will complain more. They're just kind of used to the
smaller. Yeah, they probably just don't care. Yeah.
Which makes it, again, strange that she's in that kind of environment.
Right.
But how do you know she's not a druggie or something? Like, who really knows?
Actually, so the toxicology report found absolutely nothing in
her prescribed medications and traces of alcohol. So definitely not enough that she would have been, you know, affected by anything.
But how long, just because you're dead, like, doesn't mean, like, not everything's going to stay your body.
There are certain drugs that get out of your system way faster.
Yeah.
I actually tried to look that up, too, as far as, like, how in-depth toxicology reports are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everything I found was like, oh, they're accurate. They're the best.
No.
You know?
From
there
wasn't
a lot of, like, challenging information out there. But, I mean, from my personal, like, knowledge, there are definitely drugs that stay in your system shorter amounts of time than something like weed or, you know, which I also tried to look up. I don't know how long, like, bath salts or the date rape drug stays in your system. So I'm curious to know if it could have, you know, because of decomposition. Decomposition.
I can tell you that bath salts last at least a month in your body.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that wouldn't be.
Well, Robert, you brought up a good point that she's been in water, her body is affected. How can this toxicology report be so accurate? I had seen somewhere that a lot of people were complaining about that. Like, she's been undergoing decomp. She's bloated. Like, how can we prove this?
Sure.
To which, of course, the Emmy has said, we didn't just look at her skin. We looked at the exact organs that had it. Like, so we're positive this was not in her system. How valid is that? I don't know. I'm not a medical examiner. I am not, like, certified in that. But
exactly, and I couldn't find any information.
Us being in the deathcare industry is at least something we can ponder. Like, does that affect it? We have seen how it affects the body. What does it do on the inside, and what can you actually still trace?
Exactly. And, I mean, it's like we said, you know, decomposition happens from the minute you die.
Yes.
So you put that in water, and it obviously advances decomposition.
Yeah.
There is a lot of different, like, forensic evidence that has been wiped off from bodies when they've been dumped in water.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's also the fact that, like, bloating, internal bloating can resemble rape symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah, they mentioned that they didn't know if they did a rape kit, but there was some pooling of blood in her rectum. But then I also said some people had said, well,
that
again,
also causes
when the body bloats,
decomposing
can happen.
And just, I'll tell the story later, but the person I know that was found after a month, she was not in water. So maybe that has something to do with why the bath salts turned up in her system.
Mm-hmm.
She was just in a wall. So
okay,
I'll tell you the story in a little bit. But go on.
So back to the autopsy report a little bit. It wasn't released to the public until months later.
Months
and it shows
later.
That it was changed from
multiple
accident
times
to could not be determined. A few times. I know, because I had looked this up. It says, marked as an accident, 6/15/13, and then could not be determined, 6/18/13, and then was changed back a few times.
Yeah, and this happened within, like, 3 or 4 months that the autopsy kept being delayed, and there was, again, continuous, like,
we know that happens sometimes.
I understand that.
But we also know why that happens.
Exactly.
So,
and that's what I,
yeah,
that was where, again, coming in from the death care industry,
yeah,
that was my main point.
Right? Yeah.
And
totally.
Yeah, if you want to stress on that, you can.
I don't think,
just say that there's something
just
we understand.
The behind the scenes of the funeral industry is
complicated.
Did we find out, or did you guys find out what happened to her body? Was she just cremated? Was she buried? What?
I don't know.
Was she given back to her family?
All I had found, jumping a little bit, remember when I mentioned the last bookstore, that this was probably done later. Somebody had, like, messed with the information. But they had looked at the information for the last bookstore, and it said it was located in a certain area in Canada, which it wasn't. It was in L.A. And that the zip code actually related to the funeral home she had her services at.
What? Okay, save that for...
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. All I know is that she did have services.
She did have a funeral.
But, yeah, it didn't mention burial
or what.
Cremation. But,
yeah.
yes, there was some connection, supposedly, to where she had her services.
Interesting.
The whole thing is so interesting.
It is.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
What else do you have, Silver Tongue, before we start delving into all of the theories?
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is partly delving into the theory.
I think a lot of it is theoretical because I don't think anybody truly knows what happened.
Right.
And I don't think we will ever know what happened.
Think about, because she had to go through what was supposedly a locked door with an alarm to get to the roof. Was it locked that day? Was the alarm set? We don't know. But supposedly there was a door that was locked.
And she usually in hotels, though, like, it's hard to figure out where the roof is. Unless you work there.
That's not true. So, okay, I had this discussion with my kid's dad, who we lived in LA together. We used to sneak into the Alexandria Hotel, and like, I actually peed on one of the floors, and I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I had to deal with that. I almost peed my pants, but since then I peed the hallway.
Wow.
Anyway, but we did. We snuck into the hotel multiple times, and like, it was so easy to get onto the roof.
Really?
And onto, like a lot of these old hotels.
Okay.
There's definitely access points on how to get, like, to the roof. Like, mm-hmm. We were just open windows and stuff. And I wasn't even a resident there. You know what I mean? Like, we were just
bullshitting around. And I always try to find, like, roof access in hotels.
Exactly.
Like, even to this day. So that's why I'm like, I've never been able to find one that hasn't been, like, key access or whatever.
But with these old hotels, like, security isn't as prominent as it would with like a 5-star or something more modern. Like,
right.
Keep in mind, this is still in front of Skid Row.
And
it's still
old.
A criminal infested.
Mm-hmm. People are just wandering around.
Like, nobody's going to invest too much money into upgrades and stuff.
You would think like funeral homes have more security.
Yeah.
Which, you know, bodies go missing.
Yeah.
Like, so who really knows how intact that security system was?
Right. There's but no it was something to be mentioned that she would have to go through a door that's theoretically locked and alarmed.
Mm-hmm.
Either that, or she might have had to go out one of their 3 fire escapes out of a window.
Which, again, I just told you guys, is totally doable. We've got it.
Right. And the other thing is to get up on the water tank would be difficult.
That part.
And that
tall was it?
I think I had it somewhere.
It's
I can't
huge.
Find it now. But it's, it's big.
And I thought that the door was supposed to be very heavy.
It's hinged, and it's at least 20 pounds.
Yeah.
So for her to open it herself, possible. Getting in there and closing it would be difficult because the report said that the tank was 1/2 to 3/4 full. So if she got in there in the water,
she
couldn't reach it, at least to close it. They found it closed.
Yes.
And so just to have an open lid close by itself magically, like by wind or whatever else they want to say it is.
A 20-pound door by the wind.
No, and her, and also to keep in mind, like, her body was found completely naked with her clothes thrown in there.
That part I'm not too weirded out by.
I'm not either, because that could have either slushed off your body, just decomposition, and or like if you fall in water, like clothes,
it just
weighs you down. So clothes weighs you down.
That.
So you can, if I was trying to survive and drown, I would
take
off my
off.
Clothes.
The thing was, I had seen was that her clothes had a certain like sand or particulate on her that would have been on the roof or somewhere. So they think that she took off her clothes, put them on the ground, and then took them in with her. I don't think that's weird, because when I take my clothes off, I don't put them in my arm and then take my pants off and then put that in my arm and try to take my bra off. Like, you're
going to
take them off, throw them on the ground.
And then pick everything up.
So that's not too weird for me. If for some reason she was going to get naked or was with somebody and they were getting naked, like, I don't think that's so weird that her clothes were not on her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really good speculation, too, is the fact that we don't know if she was with anyone. We don't know. Oh, I'm sorry.
Supposedly. So in one of her posts before she left, she had mentioned something about like telling a guy I like him before knowing him. So they think she was meeting somebody. There's also supposedly reports that she walked in with 2 men. They were holding a box and no one ever saw those men leave. What day it was, I don't know, but there are reports that they had seen her with 2 men.
What kind of men?
2
and
men.
What?
That's it.
Who reported
they had
this?
A box?
What kind
someone,
of box?
Someone. That's it. I don't know.
Know.
I'm telling you what I read.
The men.
You'd think that they would tell people that and release that. Like the police would say, "Oh, she walked in with 2."
And where's the video footage
men,
of that?
Anything? Yeah.
Or why isn't there more?
Because if there's video footage in the elevator, there has to be video footage.
This is what I
don't
in the
think
hotel.
That hotel
honestly,
has a lot of.
But if there's one in the elevator, why isn't there one in the front door? So if there's one in the front door, you would be able to
Cash? Why in our previous place of work didn't have
any cameras?
Any cameras. And when they discussed needing cameras because we were having some theft issues, to put it in the middle of the building on us instead of outdoors. I mean,
I don't think
an older hotel, I don't know how much they're thinking other than, well, I guess our elevators have to have cameras. And there are some places that were built so long ago, they don't have to have sprinkler systems. Yeah. So I can imagine a place like this, why would they have to put more money into getting cameras if they know what it's like in there?
I'm curious to find out, though, how many cameras they actually have at that hotel. Which has, by the way, since been renovated twice. And it's currently in renovation.
Again?
Yeah, because it's in a horrible place. I'm telling you. Like, I almost went to that hotel after this happened just to go look, but I got scared because of Skid Row, and I was like,
I'll go with you.
Yeah, we'll all go.
It's an adrenaline thing, okay? Yeah. And that's a big part of my theory is, like, okay.
The rush of it all?
Yeah, like, I honestly, like, I just feel like, you know, she's out, she's traveling, because I've been there, done that, too, like, on my own, young, traveling, whatever. Not a lot, but whatever. Like, I traveled a little bit, and, okay, back to Eliza Lam. I think that she was just out, like, yeah, maybe her hotel was shitty, but maybe she kind of liked it. Maybe it was an adrenaline thing for her. Maybe she couldn't afford anything else. Maybe she didn't care. Maybe she didn't think it was that bad of a place. Yeah. Like, maybe she was blind to the real world and how, like, truly horrible people are and can be and how dangerous they can be. There are people completely naive to that fact. I think maybe she just met some guys at the hotel. They were looking at her, like,
she was like,
hey, yeah, she was like, hey, whatever. Like, she ended up hanging out with them, doing whatever, who knows what, drinking a little bit, whatever. They raped her. They killed her. They took her to the roof. They put her in the thing.
She was only there for 3 nights. You know, somebody who at least feels strong and confident be like, I can do this for 3 nights. I mean, that's what I paid for.
Exactly.
Very well. Yeah. She could have seen it wasn't the
it's
best
an adventure.
Place for, that's 3 nights.
Yeah. Well, but like, that just makes so much sense, like, that she was raped and murdered and thrown in a water tower.
Going back to what you...
Especially considering, no offense, what kind of shoes and stuff she had on. Like, obviously,
exactly.
It looks like you were partying with some
dudes.
She was
wearing.
The shorts that we just saw in the video, and then, like, the slip on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in the video, you can see that she clearly has on a women's shirt, probably her own.
No, it's like a red hoodie. Like, a red hoodie, black basketball.
Like, I would have considered it,
like,
a woman's shirt, like, with
a red
jacket that, like, I would wear, but then with men's shorts on the bottom.
Yeah, a jacket, like, it's like a hoodie.
Like, if I borrowed my husband's basketball shorts, and then his shoes just to run outside to go to the mailbox or something.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I did, actually. But anyways, she's just wearing, it looks like she just slipped on the guy she was hanging out with, his clothes, so she could run out, go get something, and then she was going to go right back. That's all it looks like to me.
I know what you mean.
Like,
okay, so when I had first seen this video a long time ago, call me a bitch, but I thought she was wearing the little Asian black skirts that, like, we like to wear. You know the Asian black
skirts. That's what I thought it was, too.
I thought that's what it was. I never paid attention to it being anything else. I was just like, oh, she's wearing a little skirt.
A little skirt,
and then when we started doing the research, that was pointed out in one of the podcasts I was listening to, that she's actually wearing men's basketball shorts.
And I wouldn't even
notice
that if you didn't point it out.
Right? So
just
then
she's wearing clothes. And
me
no
too.
Reason to
you don't pay attention.
It.
And then you look at the shoes and you're right.
It's clearly
we've all had
on Nike.
The walk of shame.
Yeah, like
boyfriend outfit. And that's kind of what it looks like. You throw on your hoodie over whatever shirt you have on.
Yeah.
And whatever shorts are quickly, easily accessible, which could be his.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that was something that I never paid attention to that I just recently noticed that kind of made me lean towards rape and murder.
Right.
But it also just, I mean, and it looks like she could have just been playing a game with somebody. Like, maybe she left the room. Maybe she thought he was right behind her. Like, maybe they were going to go get some breakfast or something.
That's
or I don't know. What
like.
Time was it?
It
whatever
was shortly
time.
After midnight. So it makes sense for her to
like,
be
going
to
get
like,
a snack from the vending
clothes.
Machine or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
and then they're just, because I joke that, like,
how many
who
times
isn't
do we
playful?
Scare each other?
Yeah, like.
Sorry. Yeah.
What? But, yeah.
But it's true. How many times do we scare each other? Just today, we were trying to scare each other.
Yeah.
And we do it playfully.
Over and over.
You know, so what's to say that she wasn't being playful and she wasn't just explaining something?
Yeah. And then she disappears. She doesn't go anywhere. She could have just very well gone back to the room that she was in, mm-hmm. and then that's it.
Okay. But then the weird part of the elevator not closing.
That is really weird. Did everyone else notice that? It looks like the door just won't close. Don't they all close within a few seconds if nothing's in front of it or touching it?
It's not a few seconds. It's actually, it's longer.
Is it?
It is. It's pretty long. It's a good, like, 15 to 20 seconds, really? But it has to, yeah.
It feels like nothing. At
no.
least when you go in there.
And I know, yeah. like, it does seem weird that it's open for so long, but she does run in and out of the elevator so much in a
You're
short
right.
period
That's
of
true.
Time that it could have just never closed. And the final, like, when you see it, like, if you count, because I was counting, it does take, when she's outside and she leaves or whatever, like, if you start counting from the moment you see her disappear, like, it is about 20 seconds that it takes 15 to 20 seconds for it to close.
Again, we've also discussed and heard that the footage was more than likely slowed down.
Yeah.
It also makes sense that the elevator would seem like, oh my god,
like longer.
It's in front of it. Is there something like that we can't see?
One thing,
that makes sense.
One thing I will say, though, that did kind of give me chills is how fast the elevator door closed.
Out
like,
there.
All of a sudden, it was just like, damn, I'm closed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it was kind of weird. It gave me chills.
Well, supposedly there's a skip in that. I'd watched some people discussing, like, the footage in particular, mm-hmm. and that there's some jumps and some skips. And I think when we just watched it, I tried to, like, look and maybe point out that it just kind of hiccups almost.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be the discreditor on a lot of this stuff today because I do have, like, security cameras in my home I use.
Oh, you do?
And
well, tell us
even when
what
I,
you
if
know
I'm
about.
Watching them live and they're connected to my
they're
good Wi-Fi, you know, like,
delayed.
They still jump from
but
time to time.
I think there's a difference between what they're saying is that it's jumping or things being removed.
Yeah, where you can clearly see, like, a video edit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
what
know,
they're
talking about.
It's like a bad Photoshop.
Yeah.
Which I'm great at. Bad Photoshops, you know what I mean? Like, you can clearly tell, like, oh, that's not part of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, what Silver Tongue is saying. Like, you can clearly tell that there's something that, like, glitch.
But again,
I mean?
That still could be just the delay of a camera.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And even it does pass on to recordings, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we need to go into all the other theories, you know, going off of the elevator not closing and leading to, like, the paranormal side of that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to get into.
Which I also want to mention the movie, Dark Water.
What
this
about that movie?
Okay, so this movie came out. I actually rented both of them to watch.
Did you watch them both?
I did. They're not that great.
They?
They're not that great. The Japanese film is definitely better. Japanese horror always is my favorite. But so this movie was made in 2002. It's a Japanese film about this mother and daughter, and they're forced to stay in this hotel. The little girl starts, like, experiencing paranormal, like, activity where she's seeing a little girl, like, another little girl. And she finds, like, a purse. That purse was found at the top of the hotel's roof right by the water tank. This is a film
so
in 2002.
She was on the roof and found it?
Way before
the little girl,
happened.
So the little girl and her mom are looking at the apartment. The little girl gets away from her mom and gets onto the roof and finds this purse. From then on, she starts seeing this little girl and has this imaginary friend. The whole time, there's a water leak, a black water leak coming out, like, onto their apartment. The mom keeps complaining about it. Like, all these weird things keep happening, right? Like, the mom just seems like a crazy person. She's going through a divorce. They're kind of associating mental issues with the mom and the daughter. At the end of the movie, it turns out that this little girl was found in the water tank and all the decomposing water was leaking out.
That is so weird.
I mean, almost exactly. It was so weird. It was made in 2002. It was remade in 2005 with Jennifer Connelly. Same basically story, just worse because it's American. There's a camera in the elevator. There's the water thing. The elevator closes and opens on its own in the movie. Like, there's issues
really
with the elevator.
Weird.
There's a camera in the elevator. The little
and y'all still don't want to believe that there are other universes out there.
Well, it's just a weird
movie.
Of a movie.
This movie could exist in another time. Somebody could have known about the Eliza Lamb story. They could have gone back and...
I think it was more of like a copycat killer.
I was going to say that next, though.
One of the guests at the Cecil Hotel was the Black Dahlia, supposedly. She stayed there.
Supposedly.
And
what is the Black Dahlia? I don't know what that is.
Really gruesome.
It's another really gruesome murder of a beautiful woman with, like, mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, and they think that, I mean, like, just the way of her
That's
murder.
That's another episode.
Is what they get. Okay.
So the way of her murder was really gruesome. And the guy that they think did it was actually a mortician's assistant.
Makes sense.
Leslie Dillon, I believe, is his name. And we'll go further into it with that. But anyway, he had, like, copycatted certain things. Like, he knew how to drain blood and things like that. So this could have very well been something that somebody had already watched, like a movie they had seen, and it was already in their head. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, kind of copycat it. Without them thinking, like, oh, the waters, you know, but, like,
yeah.
It could have very easily just been.
That was another one of my thoughts, too, but it was a copycat murder. They could have seen the movie. They could have just been like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. But then it gets weirder, because there's even more theories.
Well, there's a couple other people in different countries who've experienced the same thing, or died
in the same manner?
Yeah. Let me see.
Like, the exact same fashion?
Kuala Lumpur in 2015. Let me see. This might be... Yeah, a 43-year-old was found dead in a water tank with no visible injuries in a locked tank in Kuala Lumpur in 2015. And one in Singapore where a 30-year-old was found in a water tank.
And what year was the Singapore?
That one I don't have.
Because the 2015 would have been after Eliza Lamb. So
yes.
That very well could have
been a copycat.
But it's just one of those, like... Not that it's a normal way people
but
die.
But it has
but
happened.
It's happened?
Yeah.
I guess. But again, they don't know if they're... related just because she happened first or whatever the timeline is.
And I think also the media attention of her being in this like rundown hotel and her being a 27-year-old woman might have caused more of a media attention on her case versus like these other, because I never knew about any of the other ones.
Yeah, I actually only found them in one place and I thought, well, it's at least interesting enough to bring up. But those were possibly linked to the elevator game.
Tell me more.
Yeah, what is the
elevator
game? I don't.
The elevator game actually looks really fun. So I think, if I remember correctly, there has to be at least 10 stories in this building. And the whole point of the game is that you're supposed to be transported into another world by going to a series of floors in a certain, like, sequence. I don't know. It's like 10 to 2 to 3 to 8, like just up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And by a certain floor, it's supposed to open... And a woman will be there and she'll walk into the elevator with you. You're not supposed to acknowledge her because she will kill you. And by this point, you're in another world. You can walk outside and it looks exactly like your world, but it's empty and it's darker. And in order to get back to your own world, you need to get back into the elevator with the woman. And I think do the reverse sequence.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And then once you're done,
you're back
in your world. But it's a paranormal game. Yeah, that's it.
Interesting.
So that's really interesting that you say that because the whole button sequence.
We see her pushing the button.
Yes. And so I read about Aleister Crowley and this weird connection to the button sequence creating another portal.
Do tell.
So that's so weird. So I was reading about how Aleister Crowley is connected to the name Lamb and Eliza, I guess, both. So he wrote this poem specifically in the Cecil Hotel in London. And actually...
While he was there?
Well, in London. So
oh, okay,
this is a different
okay.
hotel.
You said London.
Same name, but different hotel, a different place. I will let you, Rocket, read this poem that he wrote.
Okay. Jephthah. Let my lamp at midnight hour been seen in some highly tower where I may oft outwatch the bear, the spirit of Plato to unfold. That didn't rhyme. What worlds or what vast regions hold? That did. The immortal mind that hath forsook her mansion in the fleshy nook and of those daemons that are found in fire, air, flood, or underground, whose power hath a true consent with planet or with element. Some time-let gorgeous tragedy in sceptred call come sweeping by, Il Penseroso.
So that poem that he wrote is about Jephthah, the judge of Israel, who burned his daughter Sila, as a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Sila can be like an anagram or into Eliza. And again, would be a sacrifice to something. It also says that Crowley had some kind of connection to an entity named Lam, L-A-M, like Eliza's last name. Apparently, this legend was in 1918. He came into contact with an interdimensional entity named Lam, which is one of the alien Greys. They opened up a portal through magic, which allowed the likes of Lam and other, like, alien Greys to basically have a passageway onto Earth.
Interesting.
And so there's supposed to be this weird button sequence, and it's related to, like, what she pressed. And so it's supposed to be some kind of, like, sacrifice because of her name and the button sequence being
she was the
leading
one.
To, like, an elevator portal.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. She could be the woman on the other side.
Which was really interesting just because of, like, the way she's acting. I'm like, what if she's just trying to feel this portal that's opening, and she can see,
and
like,
she's
I just
looking
went
back
into,
and forth to see what world she's in?
Yeah, like, I went into, like, Alex Jones mode, and I was just like,
did you?
Oh my god, she's in another dimension! She's creating the aliens, and allowing them in, they sacrificed her, like, this is all government planned!
Oh my god,
it was, I mean, just the stories. Was really
it's crazy, but it's possible.
But that was
you never know.
There's a lot of people thinking that it's like a ritualistic murder
or paranormal
or a cult that somehow relates to the government. And slight tangent. I don't know if y'all have seen this pop up while you were looking at things, but apparently Tila Tequila, who we know is not doing well mentally,
right,
has claimed that she knows about it because it was a ritualistic murder, just as she was ritualistically murdered earlier that year.
What?
She believes that she was murdered 7 times, and that the last time it was a ritualistic murder connected to Paul Walker's ritualistic murder and Elisa Lam's ritualistic murder.
That girl is on so many drugs.
Yeah, what is her problem?
Yeah,
don't
worry about her. But Tila
needs
weird
to
thing,
get it together.
She needs to get some mental disorders looked at. Whatever she is.
And you know that we never even really touched on Eliza having, like, mental disorders that a lot of people also contributed to even a possible suicide.
Yes.
Which, Silvertongue, I'm curious as to your opinion, because she was borderline.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry,
she's
bipolar. And, like, do you think that it could be that extensive? Like, what is your take on that whole, like, mental issue and her suicide?
So what I had really seen was that, yeah, she was bipolar. She was on 4 different medications, 2 of which I take. But she was known to be more of depressive than manic.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have thrown out the window, like, it's impossible she was manic. That's not true. But that's how bipolar works. She very well could have had a really bad manic episode and reacted.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, when you're having extremely bad episodes, depression or mania, you can hallucinate. You can have delusions. Like, I've experienced that myself. And that's a really difficult thing to say isn't real. And it's sometimes just easier to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Was this happening to her? We don't know. They said that the prescription medications in her system were that of what she was taking. It's what she should have been taking. It was should have been in her system.
Do you ever get, because I know you like to drink, does your drinking ever affect your medicine at all or vice versa? Does your medicine ever enhance
pretty
your
much
drinking?
When I take my medication is how I know how to take it to not affect me. But yeah, absolutely.
But
if I take my nighttime medication, I could just have, like, worse effects and be sleepier and that sort of thing.
Another possibility.
But that's based on what I know of 2 of her medications.
Yeah,
and just having trace alcohol in her system probably
really
affected it because I don't know if I should condone this with everybody. I mean, I drink and I've, you know, drank while I'm on the medication.
Does.
So it's not like I'm doing extra harm or that you can't function like that.
It's
like,
just you're being a normal adult and going about your adult life.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
you can.
But it's like you said, you can have hallucinations and stuff. Like, when I was on medication, like, I'm not on any medication because I have severe reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And I
like
mean, granted,
that.
Granted, like, I was probably drinking more than I drink now because I don't drink really now. But, like, I had a reaction where, like, I don't remember what happened, but I physically attacked my roommate's door, like, tried to break down the Whoa. Door because I was going to, like, hurt her. I don't remember doing that. I have physically, like, attacked, like, my partner at the time, and I don't remember any of it. But a lot of those reactions would come if I mixed, like, alcohol and whatever I was on. Mm-hmm. So who knows? I mean, we don't really know. Again, alcohol doesn't stay in your system that long. Right. So what if the trace evidence was just what's little is left?
Yeah. So maybe she could have been hammered.
They're trying to say that her, like, weird movements were something called psychomotive agitation, which are unintentional and purposeless motions. So when you see her, like, at one point it kind of looks like she's swimming mm-hmm. and her arms are just kind of flailing slowly. People are trying to say, like, no, she was obviously having some kind of mental disorder episode because look at her hands just moving around.
But
that's also how people talk.
Yeah, people use their hands to talk all the time. Like, it's not uncommon. And yes, like, people do gesture that much. Like,
and I talk to myself.
Does it all the time. Yeah.
I talk to myself and move my arms. Like, that's
all
just how
time,
you talk to people. It's how you do it with yourself.
I'm telling y'all, like, she was doing some very obvious sign language in there.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you exactly what. I'm not the best. Like, but it's, I know, like, there was, like, a pattern to the way she was talking, like, mm-hmm. with her hands. Like, it wasn't just, it looked like she was signing to someone.
Looked like she was doing it on purpose as opposed to,
but it looked like she was, like, with her mouth, like, to reiterate, like, because a lot of the time people do, like, they will say what they're doing even while they're signing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. That's what it looked like to me.
It's interesting that you mentioned the sign language because I found a place. I wish I could find the name right now. I'll bring it back up later if I can find it. That, I guess, was a, like, company or experts in body language. Mm-hmm. And so they had broke down, like, I don't know, a couple seconds about her body language and what it was saying. And for the most part, it was really saying that she wasn't ever in a state of fear. There were a couple of times where she might have a little bit of anxiety, like when she was trying to hide or what looks like she was hiding in the elevator. But they still insist, due to the way she was holding herself, that it was a playful thing.
That's
like
how
she was hiding with somebody. She was a little more reserved, thinking they were going to find her, but not find her and hurt her. Like,
when the video,
when we hide in the apartment and you all jump out to scare each other, like, that was what they were seeing.
Yeah.
So, like, when the video slows down, it definitely does seem more playful. But when, like, the first clip that I told y'all, the only clip that I've ever seen before today, like, the actual whatever, just, like, it does look more creepy. Like, when it's the real time, it looks more like she's in trouble. But when it's slowed down, you can kind of see even her, like, facial, like, cracking smiles.
Yeah.
And, like, you see her cheeks go up or, like, her eyebrows raise, like... Yeah, I need to watch that video again.
Yeah, she doesn't look in danger, which a lot of people, you know, usually don't feel threatened by their attacker.
Oh, I found it. It's bodylanguagesuccess.com. So you can go to their website, and it breaks down the video for you. It's
awesome.
Really interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of that, like, there are people you work with that will, you know, that have raped employees, and you would never assume because of...
You never safe anywhere, not even the workplace.
The way they showcase themselves on a daily basis.
And you might have felt comfortable around this person. You know, again, it's like we said, she could have been comfortable around this person, and then they take advantage of that. Who knows?
So are there any, like, government conspiracies?
Oh, my God. I've been waiting. I've been patiently waiting.
I know how much you love government conspiracies.
I hope we have a great picture of my shirt today.
Me too.
We'll get one.
So, okay, I'm going to start off with the basic generic one that I thought was kind of silly and interesting.
And I want to hear Rocket's take on each of them.
Yes.
I know how much you like these.
So
I love them.
There is a whole theory that during this time, there was a test being kind of pushed for TB tuberculosis testing. It is Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and the test is supposedly called Lam ELISA with a Z, I don't think with an S, correct?
Oh, I thought it was with an S.
I thought it was, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, this test kit was made before 2009 by Biomed Central, No, I'm sorry. August 27, 2009, Biomed Central reported that this is a urine test that was really not useful. So they weren't really pushing it too much.
It was just because it was for people who already had it.
Yeah, it was like basically only identifying 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were still not getting fully diagnosed. Like, it just wasn't an accurate testing. So everything that they had put into this test, like, all the expectations fell short. So there's a theory that because they were trying to target these people to get them to test and mm-hmm. use this test, which was, I think, ranging from like $435 to $600 per unit for the mm-hmm. test, that there is theory that they were pushed the increase of sales and the evaluation of diagnostic accuracy for the Lamaliza by using her as like a plant to infect people with tuberculosis. I can't even say that without laughing because that just sounds crazy. Like,
but how did they plan on doing that?
Yeah, I'm very confused. By
I don't
whole
understand
theory.
Because she didn't have tuberculosis.
I'm sorry, is this a test, like a pregnancy test that you piss on to find out if you have tuberculosis? And they wanted her to piss on people and find out if they had tuberculosis or what?
No, so there was, again, this hotel is in front of Skid Row, right?
Okay.
The Skid Row community, the homeless community during that time had a large amount of people coming out with tuberculosis.
Okay.
After her being found.
Right. So they, I guess from what they're saying, that they were trying to spread TB by putting her in the water.
In the water?
Where a lot of homeless people were.
Shortly after, about a little over 6,000 people on the Skid Row area
literally
had an outbreak of tuberculosis, and they don't know where it came from.
Yeah. I had a number of like almost 5,000 people.
What the hell?
With tuberculosis. Which
is the end of that one?
But did anybody find out? Like, did they? How many of y'all stayed at the Cecil? Like, how many of y'all drank this water? Did they find out?
No, that's exactly what I couldn't find out. Like, I couldn't find any proof that, like, there was any link to this. I couldn't really find any proof on the testing itself.
But the testing is actually called Eliza Lamb.
I looked everywhere.
This sounds like a crock of shit.
I looked
even
everywhere.
For me.
Every time I put Lamaliza, which is what the test supposedly
mm-hmm.
called and
like
her name backwards,
word.
The
yeah.
only thing I ever found was people theorizing the Lamaliza test relating to Eliza Lamb. Everywhere else, I could find nothing. I could find that there's a Lamb test, an Eliza test, but I have not found them connected.
Connected?
It doesn't mean I know anything, but I searched for hours. I wanted this to be true.
The only thing I did find was that Biomed Central article from 2009 that did, and I did physically like look that up and read about it, was them saying how this test was basically useless. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I only found one that basically said the same thing.
Yeah,
all it really did
work.
Was verify that we know you have it. Look, we have it. We tested you. You have it. We know that.
That's
you
weird.
Have, yeah, this blood test tests that you have TB. Now look,
congratulations.
Yeah, you still have TB.
Got it. Yeah. That's
so
dumb.
There was that whole theory, which again goes back to like the government just pushing pharmaceuticals and or solutions like
testing
healthcare. Mm-hmm. Animal testing, basically, on humans was one
of the unauthorized. That's crazy.
Yes. And then,
so what else?
Keep getting. So one of the ones that I thought was really interesting, and I tried to find as much information as possible, Silvertongue, I can't wait to hear your notes on this, was the Invisible Light Agency. So I was reading about that if you Google map the hotel, Hotel Cecil, and you zoom in, you can see that a company is registered to the building. The company is called the Invisible Light Agency. They are a video effects company specializing in light effects and other realities.
Interesting.
They are mentioned in an article in 2011 explaining like what the company is, and they mention one of the partners or the people involved is an Anthony Vu. Vu. So this company did exist. I did find this article that did state, this is the company, this is what they do, whatever, whatever. Then the article I was reading says that this Anthony Vu, who was mentioned as a partner of this light effect company, is now currently working as a supervisor at Raytheon Missile Systems. It is a company that develops weapons, which was weird. And that was, like, supposedly found through his LinkedIn account, whatever, whatever. I tried to find him, and I tried to find the information that says that he actually does work for this missile company. I couldn't find anything. I found the article, like I said, about the company, but I could not find any articles about this missile system company or that even existing. That's all I have on that. But why is there why would there be any company
this reminds me
working
of,
out of a hotel on Skid Row?
But
why?
Because some people got it. I mean, honestly, think like, okay, if the DEA is trying to bust a drug dealer, like, are they going to go set up at a fancy, like, hey, I'm the DEA, or are they going to go undercover?
No, girl, this looked like the article I read looked like a legitimate, like, not legitimate, but like they were trying to build like a lighting effect company. Like it didn't look like it was some like homeless guy selling crack and pretending to be a lighting company.
So what I found was that Elisa had posted a long time ago about a Canadian company working on invisibility. And there's a picture of someone by a tree and it's just her head. It looks very Harry Potter putting on the invisibility cloak.
That's the cloaking one.
Well, they think it was connected to, what is it, the light invisibility, blah, blah,
invisible light agency
because of the invisibility. So they think somebody was invisible and playing with her and she knew about it because they were so close to the hotel. But yeah, they were found to be a lighting effects company. Yes, they were doing design on things that seem outlandish. They're effects company. They're
what we were doing earlier. With their lights and mirrors.
And it's
like,
kind of common for people like this to be contracted by the government to work with them because they have specialized in this area.
But why are they working at a Skid Row hotel?
Because so many little companies will go anywhere to have small rents and leases so they can afford to maximize profit and work on their projects. Like, if we wanted to, need an office space, we've got nothing. Let's go into the dirtiest part of town. Whatever is cheapest, we will get there. We'll work our way out of it.
We'll be
fine. It's completely normal and not uncommon for small businesses, which is really just two, three men to do that. They've never really been related like that to the government, though. Just the one person who is eventually working with them for technology and design reasons.
Which, again,
they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they don't even exist anymore. And it's interesting that you talk about the cloaking stuff that she had tweeted.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
Because I didn't actually link those two together. All I had read was, that she had, you know, posted about that Huffington Post article about that Canadian company working to basically create these cloaking, what are they, garments?
And
it's for
invisibility.
Yeah, it's to make soldiers invisible.
And that they think she might have. So they were both in Canada. Maybe she met him there. They were meeting in LA at the Cecil, and he was showing off his new technology, and that's why it looks like she's playing with nothing because he's really there.
Well, and this is what I read on that. It said, what I read was that this technology is like a long time running project that the U.S. has had with South Korea. And after the news of Eliza going missing, several Facebook accounts were made with her name. One of these accounts... we're totally catfishing her. One of these accounts has since been removed, because I did look it up, was named Lam Eliza, so backwards. And it was created on February 17th.
The year she died.
That's her date of death.
Oh.
So that was when it was created. She was still missing at the time, so she was still not reported dead, but this account was made on Facebook.
What?
Wait. So then, this is all, like, hearsay. I couldn't personally find this account. The only friend, you know how you have, like, mutual friends?
Uh-huh.
That was linked to that account and to her account was a male American working for the U.S. Army based in South Korea, which is supposedly where a lot of the, like, project for this invisibility cloak is.
Didn't that account post at least one thing?
I don't know. I looked multiple times and it's been removed.
If I'm thinking the same one, because I watched a short little documentary on it, and I think they mentioned something like that, if I am remembering correctly. It wasn't in English, so it was translated by whatever the documentary was telling me, because I couldn't read that language. Something to the effect of, I'm here, have you found me? or you can't find me, something like that. But I think it was that account because it was before she was found.
Yeah, that's creepy. It was the account started on, like, it was Facebook was made February 17th, the day of her death, but nobody knew she was dead yet. In the news, as far as everybody in the world knew, she was still missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That one was really interesting to me, just with the link to like South Korea, the army.
Yeah.
And who knows, like she might have went to school with this person and was meeting up. You know, I met a friend of mine in San Diego one time out of the blue, you know, like who knows? It very well could have been. Let me see what else I got. Do you guys have anything else?
I don't have too much else, actually.
The only other thing that I think was silly was that people think, because she was on the fourth floor, and that's where Richard Ramirez stayed.
They were like,
it's his ghost.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't die till like, 3 months later.
That is so funny.
There's so many people like, he's coming
in. And he died in prison.
He died in prison from cancer.
Yeah.
Same year, but like 3 months later.
That is so funny.
Yeah. And it was funny too, because I had heard a theory that like supposedly she had actually been killed. Like she, because she did supposedly die. Like there is drowning.
Yeah.
That is visible. Which, I mean, obviously goes to show she was alive when she fell in. But they're saying that she could have been drowned in a tub in the hotel, and then her body was dragged and placed inside the water tank.
And how would you not?
That is so messy.
Contusions or something on her legs, if she had to.
Yeah, there would be like a blood trail or even just a bath trail. Like
the amount of water, like that is way more of a cleanup mess. Like that doesn't sound. That's what I wrote right here.
Dead weight is dead weight.
What does that say?
This is stupid.
This theory is just stupid. I wrote.
Oh my gosh.
Because how are they gonna bring her up there, like just hold her in her arms and open doors.
That
like,
doesn't.
No, that's not.
You can wrap her in towels, it's like difficult. It's still gonna wring out water on the floor. Be. Like,
and then you're still gonna throw her clothes in. Like,
you're,
that's
just you're gonna climb out there to toss her.
You like, might as well have just left her in the bathtub.
Just leave her there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's safe to say it probably wasn't ghost sticks.
Invisibility cloaks.
Invisibility cloaks. What's your honest opinion?
Yeah,
what do
we're
you
our final thoughts here? Rocket?
You know what I said.
Government.
Rape, murder. No, I didn't say government, not this time.
Government, otherworldly. Rape.
Government.
I'm surprised you didn't jump on my Aleister Crowley gray alien
Rocket, what
connection.
Are you doing?
I thought I wrote that especially for you. I was very proud of myself.
It's just that her number sequence wasn't the same, though. So, on the elevator. I don't know. I think
it's rape and murder too. I think that so many women are raped and murdered and continuously
brushed off. And honestly, like, how much do the police, no offense, I know y'all do your jobs and all, but how much do you really pay attention to areas like that, that are like, you already know there's going to be crime. It's like, how much can you really do?
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or did you just brush it off as, oh, another skitty just
and
getting
also,
her jiggies? I don't know what I was trying.
Okay. You know, we've noticed also with like forensic files how much evidence is messed up because of just bad police work.
Yeah.
Not
also because at some point
work,
you do
just,
have to start touching things.
Yeah.
You know, and that
it's contaminated. Or it wasn't done properly. Kind of like the JonBenet, which eventually we will get into. The fact that, like, they had multiple people in the house during a crime investigation and, like, all of the... It's just bad police work.
Right.
So who knows? Like, it could have been...
Plus the workers who went up to investigate, could he have touched something? Could he have contaminated the crime scene on his own?
Could it have been him?
I didn't even tell y'all my story. Okay, so this story is very similar to a story that happened here in Austin probably about 10 years ago now. This girl, Jamie, she was, like, a... She worked downtown. She was pretty well known. But she went missing. Like, one day, like, they said she was acting erratically at work. And so they let her, they were like, whatever. Like, she either they said go home or she just said, like, fuck y'all, I'm going home. Whatever happened, she left. She was seen trying, like, later on security video, or not too much later. Like, she was seen trying to get back into her work, but she was, like, in an alley, like, climbing on dumpsters, and, like, eventually, like, she just went missing. Like, they watched her leave, and then she was gone. And then days went by and people were like, where's Jamie? Where's Jamie? And then eventually, a month later, they found her in the building of her work, in the walls. She had climbed
in the walls?
She had climbed in like some ventilation shaft or whatever and like made it, like shimmied her way down in, but couldn't get back out because she was sick. So she just died in the walls.
So do you think Eliza or Lisa like just had some kind of weird breakdown and got there?
It very well could have been. Because that's all it was for her. Like, because Jamie did.
That's what I don't know.
Jamie also did have. Yeah, I don't know about the closing the door thing. But there is regular maintenance done on, like, buildings, like, and stuff. I know.
You wouldn't like, look in the tank, though, if it's open. I would be like, well, that's strange.
No, I would be like, fuck that. I don't want to know if anything's in there. Like, I'm just going to close this. Like,
you have to close it. You're already up.
Yeah, I would just close it, though.
The door had been misreported by the worker who went up there.
Oh, that's true, too.
Did he? Necessarily.
Well, like, what if it was already open and just I was like, well, I always close them. I don't know. I mean, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
The door
Like, I've done it before. Like, just walked by, like, seen an open door or something. Even, like, a coworker at work left her trunk open one day, and I was just like, oh, just going to close that. I know she doesn't need it open for any reason. Like, it wasn't a big deal to me. I didn't look in for bodies or anything. Like,
yeah, what if one of the workers was already up there and closed it?
Right. Open? Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, it's a common, like, I can see how someone would have just gone up there and been like, oh, shit, that door's open. That's not supposed to be there.
And
close it.
Looking. Yeah.
And she could have already been dead, so nobody would have heard it. But yeah,
a lot of times once,
that story, the Jamie story, always reminds me of her.
People don't like to go back and they're like, that might have been me.
Yeah.
But people don't like doing that.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. They're going to be told that they're involved and be investigated, so it very well could have been something like that.
Somebody just living out there, like, oh, I closed that door. Like, so many possibilities. I think we're going to wrap it up there, though. This has been a pretty good show.
Give us your thoughts and opinions on as to what you think happened to Eliza Lamb. Go watch the video if you haven't.
Yes.
We
should put a link to the video up.
We will. Yes. We'll do
give
that.
Give us a thumbs up on Podomatic or SoundCloud or where are they?
We're not even on SoundCloud. We're on Podomatic.
Find us.
iTunes, Podomatic.
Rate us, love us, like us, or you will be next.
And send all your dating applications to singleshot at
weirdthinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. I'm still taking those.
Thank you.
Bye. Don't get murdered. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in